Praise the Lord. Thanks for the worship team. We got a new drummer. Yeah, give him a hand. It's good. Yeah, it's nice to worship. If you ever wanted to participate one day or as many times as you want, and you can talk to the worship leader on that day, and you can practice with them before the service. It'll be good if you come about 1 o'clock. They come up to the sanctuary about 1 o'clock to practice their songs. And you're welcome to participate. We don't have a piano player, or if you play any instrument, please share it with us. And let's all praise the Lord. At this time is our time of testimonies and sharing what the Lord is doing in our lives and how he's doing it. Every one of us has a different way, different life and experiences during the week, but it makes such importance to one another to know how you struggle or how you are blessed through the week. And I've been blessed this time. Yeah, I just start with my testimony since I'm up here. And I've been blessed to have a different perspective this week, actually. I've been praying a lot to the Lord and always, repentance for what I'd done. But this week was how Lord did not allow me to do something. Why were you there? And seeing my life in a different perspective. So that's a great blessing from the Lord. He's changed my feelings, my settings on I've been praying a lot for artists here and Micah, and I know they're going through a lot of struggles, and I keep praying about the shield, and I think he showed me the shield, so that's a great testimony for me. How he is shielding me. I asked him to shield Art and Micah, and he said, just check this out. And he shows me how he has shielded me through my life. So the things that I used to see in a different way, I see it now, his hand was upon me. So that's a great testimony. So please come and share whatever the Lord is doing in your life.
So Fernando's Sunday baby is our daughter, Yua. And Yua is 4 months old today. Yay, Yua! This week, we also had on Wednesday, we had Yua's second ear appointment at the University Hospital. So some of you may remember that when Yua was born, we were told that from her birth that the hospital did some hearing tests, and it seemed like her right ear, she can't hear very well out of her right ear, but then they couldn't do much at the hospital when she was first born because she's so little, and so please, take her to a hospital later and have more tests. We had a test done about a month ago, but it was like a silly test, it felt like, because I just took like a little drum, hit it over here, hit it over there, and she's sleeping, so I was like, this test was not a very good test. So so this week, the test was one where they put a little sensor things on your head to read kind of the brain. When there's like a sound, they can read the brain waves and see does her ear work? Is the sense going through to the actual sense of hearing? Is it working? Because her ears look fine. They look fine. So that must be something in the brain level. So they did the test on Wednesday. And then we go into the doctor's office. We could find out the results right after the test, which was cool. And the doctor's showing us the paper, and he's explaining, it doesn't look like she has any hearing problem at all. Mondai nashi. Kikoim, daijoubu, like, mimi daijoubu, like, what? Wow. So thanks for your prayers. We'll keep monitoring. We'll do some other tests as she grows and just make sure that there isn't something that, like, is there that didn't show up, but that was crazy. It was like a wonderful surprise, not what we expected. We wonder so much about like how God has put together our family with Megumi, with Yua. For Yua's birth mother, one of the big concerns for her was that Yua had a hearing disability. It wasn't their only reason for choosing adoption, but it was a big reason for her. So I find it really strange that there was a problem, maybe, or there was the idea that there was a problem, and it somehow made this bridge so she could come into our family where the birth mother felt she could release this baby and felt it was a good choice. I don't know. Like, the designs of God are very strange. But it just seems like, wow, like, if it had gone another way, like, Yua wouldn't be in our family. Yeah, but she can hear what we're saying all the time, I guess. So we have to speak good words around Yua. Yeah, thank you for blessing our daughter. Thank you for praying with us. We're still in the middle of the adoption process. We have a lot of time to wait and a lot of visits and things like this. Thank you for your prayers for our family to grow together. It's been a lot better these last few weeks. Yeah, and Fernando, thank you for being such a good Sunday uncle. So thank you, family. Really, really glad to share this news with you. I was like, oh, on Sunday, we'll just wait till Sunday and share with everyone. So thank you, family.
Hello, I'm Art, and my mom and dad are here. That's Chip and Marcy. Marcy had gone to China for 18 years, about 18 years every year for the summer to teach English, aka tell people about Jesus. So they just came back from there after meeting with old friends, and so we're happy to have them here for a couple weeks. If you are parents and your children go astray, just keep praying. It works, right? It works. Don't worry about it. You can't do anything about it. Only God can. We've had Asian babies since we've had babies, and no one ever bats an eye in Japan because no one would ever say anything. And the only time anyone's ever said anything was in Indonesia. She looks Chinese. I said, yeah, she's Japanese. It's okay. But the doctor was like, like, what, her last name, Sasaki. Like, we're like, oh, she's adopted. And like, oh, well, why isn't the last name changed? So, oh, it takes a year, and, you know, people don't know anything about adoption. So it was interesting, because no one ever bats an eye that we're bringing in Yua Sasaki, and we are Sudadon. So, when we first adopted a Japanese baby, I thought, man, this is, we're going to have a lot of explaining to do all the time. No one ever asks anything. It's very, very good. So we're happy to have parents here. We're happy to be in this point in our life where God was cleansing by fire for a little bit. And I really still feel like Micah will be ready as soon as I'm ready. And I think that's God's timing. And I really appreciate the space that we're given, and I don't think he's having a great time right now. I wasn't having a great time, but now I'm kind of able to regroup, and I think we're on the path to getting ready to do that, probably in the fall or in the next couple months. I think we'll probably be ready. So please keep praying for Micah. We still have, I think it's God's timing on this. I don't think it has anything. I think Micah probably doesn't know why he's putting it off right now. And I think God is kind of just slowing him down a little bit and giving him some time, giving us some time. So we're really thankful for that. Thanks.